Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to audit your content in 5 minutes. So I'll go ahead and kick this off. So the tool I like using to look at my entire website is Screaming Frog Spider. So it's an SEO tool. It allows you to crawl your website like a search engine would. And then you can also spot issues with the site as well. But I also like, you can look at the structure and there's a whole host of things you can do. I like looking at that thing first. Yes, it's a little more complex, but you layer Screaming Frog in with another tool like a Google Search Console, for example, and you're armed with a lot of data and you're not paying that much money to begin with. I think Screaming Frog is maybe $99 or $199 for the year. So it's not bad.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Isn't that a one-time product or is it yearly?
I think it's yearly now.
That's yearly? Either way, it's amazing. The way I audit my content is I go and I go through WordPress. I make a list of all the content. I go see which ones are on duplicate topics. I go then plug that into Google Search Console. I go see within Google Search Console which ones are ranking for similar terms. And I just start combining those posts. I combine them into the most popular version. I then adjust my internal links to point and update to the new URL. In addition to that, I go look for all the posts that are out of date, whether it's the URL has an older date in it or whether the content is just non-existent. It could be like you have posts on FeedBurner, which no one uses anymore from Google. So you don't want to just update that. You want to crush it. Or you want to look at posts that, hey, the information's a few years old or YouTube updated their interface and need to change up my images, whatever it may be, and update the content. But the quickest way to audit your content is you look for duplicate content, you combine them, you make the one that gets the most traffic, the main post when you're combining, you look at all the old content, you update it, you look at all the irrelevant content and you delete it. By doing that, yes, it takes more than 5 minutes to implement the changes, but when you do that over time, your rankings will go up. And that's what most people got wrong because years and years ago, Google's algorithm was, hey, if you just keep writing content on the same topic over and over, that's fine. Now they're like, hey, we don't know which page to rank, so you should kind of figure out your ish or your situation and maybe combine them.
Yeah, so Neil's exactly right. But here's the thing. In terms of looking at these and making these recommendations, you can do it within 5 minutes after you do it a couple of times. And this framework is something that's proven to work both for Neil and myself. And you can even look at, I think for Pat Flynn, he had a guy on his podcast and he deleted a lot of content and his traffic went up by 3 times. I'm not saying that's going to happen for you. Your mileage may vary. The other thing you can look at, and I'm not going to try to add too much stuff here. I think Neil's already hit the nail on the head. But using a tool like Ahrefs allows you to pull up a content gap analysis and look at you versus your competitors. And then you can also look at the top pages or keywords that you have and then decide what you want to focus on more. Neil, anything else?
No, it's content auditing doesn't take that long. Don't think about it as, oh, my content needs to be 10,000 words or 5,000 words or 2,000. There is no right word count. When you're going through the text, just make sure the content's thorough, actionable, someone can read it, they're getting step-by-step insights. And you can also, last but not least, Eric has a tool. What's the tool's name?
ClickFlow.
And what does ClickFlow help them do?
Optimize organic click-through rates to drive your traffic up.
Yeah, so the point I'm bringing it up right now is when you're auditing your content, look at what keywords are driving you traffic. A simple tweak to make is make sure the most popular keywords that are relevant to the article are in the title tag and meta description. It'll increase your rankings over months. You won't see an instant result, but by doing that, you'll get more clicks, more traffic, and more rankings. That's the last thing I'll do when auditing your content.
All right, so go get your marketing goodies at singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.